SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 155 days until Election Day. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes a host of important issues will drive Republican voters to the polls.
It's inflation. It's the immigration, the open border, the infirmity of the president. I would add another eye. How about instability on the world stage, which really all of this leads into? We're on the verge of World War III. We've got hot wars around the globe in China, Russia, and Iran all working together.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network last week, the Louisiana congressman says he's confident the conviction of Mr. Trump will rally support for the former president and all Republicans heading into November. So confident, in fact, he says he's mapping out strategy already for a major reforms in Washington.
I told President Trump recently, in your next term, which I'm convinced you'll get, you can be the most consequential president of the modern era, sir, because obviously we've got to fix everything. And he knows that. He gets it. We're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda in the new Congress, new administration, and I think it's going to excite the people.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street starts the month of June on a high note after ending May with a bang.
The Dow surged almost 575 points on Friday, the blue chips gaining 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%, the key measure of the market's health, registering its sixth winning month in the last seven, making up for April's losses. The market is still rooting for a Fed interest rate cut. Data from the CME Group indicates traders are optimistic about at least one rate cut before year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
A New York City parade for Israel that typically draws thousands of people kicks off later today with heightened security and an emphasis on solidarity during the war in Gaza. The parade along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan will tone down the usual celebratory atmosphere. Instead, the Israel Day and Fifth Parade will focus on solidarity, strength, and resilience. There'll also be a significant security with NYPD employing measures typically used for high-profile events like New Year's Eve. SRN News. Good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. Measure is set to go in effect October 1st, even as the nation awaits a final decision from the Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. This is SRN News. Federal investigators are looking into another near-miss incident at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. Jackie Quinn takes off with the story.
It was a normal departure Wednesday morning for American Airlines Flight 2134 bound for Boston.
Clear for takeoff.
Runway clear for takeoff, American 2134.
But just minutes later, the air traffic controller had to abruptly pull the jet back.
2134, cancel takeoff, clearance. Typical zero, go around.
Rejecting the takeoff, 2134.
Those tense moments captured by liveatc.net. Officials say takeoff had to be canceled to avoid a collision with a smaller plane landing on an intersecting runway. The jet finally took off for Boston about 4 hours later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Be sure to check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.